This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. The Chattanooga City Council voted a second and final time last night on a city budget for the 2017 to 2018 fiscal year. The budget passed, putting $5 million toward road improvements, funds to clean up brownfields, pay increases for police, and a property tax freeze for some senior citizens. Just like in the first vote, all council members except one voted for the budget.
People that I spoke to in District 1 just made it very clear that they did not want me supporting a tax increase.
That's Councilman Chip Henderson. The property tax rate went down compared to last year, but the assessed value of many homes has increased, effectively meaning a tax increase for a lot of locals. The senior tax freeze is intended to help, but it applies only to senior citizens earning less than about $39,000 a year.
It misses a lot of our seniors. So,
would you in the future like to see that raised?
Yeah. I mean, I think that we would need to address it to make it a little bit more substantial.
Councilman Anthony Byrd is a new representative, and this was his first time going through the city budget process. For him, the budget as passed isn't perfect, but all in all, a victory.
80% of what I ran on got passed, and 20% that I didn't like got passed. So I take that 80 before I give up that 20.
Prior to the budget vote, the council invited people to talk about their concerns at a brief public hearing. Several people spoke, including Tiffany Rankins. She was also adamant about taxes.
I am opposed to the tax hike.
Rankins is the secretary for the Lincoln Park Neighborhood Association. The park is located downtown near Erlanger Hospital.
This was the first community, first park as far as African-American during segregation. It was dedicated in 1918. This is the only place that they could have went during segregation.
Jackie Robinson and Satchel Paige played baseball there. Rankins and others are concerned with the city's plan to build a road through the area, which they believe will negatively impact the quality of life for residents. Also, Rankins discussed how, when it comes to historic preservation being officially designated in that way, some say the neighborhood lacks enough architectural value.
We received a letter from the Department of Interior where they said that is historical. We've been told that it wasn't historical for years. A lot of African-American people a lot of times give up in the process because they are always told that no or no here or no there. They kept saying it was architectural, had lost its architectural value. Yeah, but that's not what all that makes up historical preservation.
Rankins believes if Lincoln Park were a majority white community, it would have already earned a historic designation. The city budget does include $200,000 for planning and design to eventually renovate the park. The budget also includes $100,000 towards a replacement plan for a second set of firefighter turnout gear, as well as funds to help ex-offenders reenter society and domestic violence survivor services at the Family Justice Center. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.